This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The economic data of the week to come, and yes, I know we're working ahead a little bit here, but bear with me. It's going to include an update on how many workers in this economy are quitting or changing jobs. JOLTS comes out Wednesday next, the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey. We did get a bit of insight today, though, into what turnover is like in C-suites across the land. The outplacement firm Challenger Day and Christmas reports nearly 200 CEOs stepped down in January, and then in all of last year, more than 1,900 corporate heads headed for the exits, the most the firm has reported since the mid-2010s, at least. Marketplace's Henry Epp is on the JOLTS in the C-suite beat for us today.
When a CEO steps down, that likely means one of two things, says Yojud Chang at the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business.
It can indicate that things are good, the economy is stable, the firm is performing well, CEOs are collaborating with their boards to set a transition timeline.
And then there are times when a CEO is pushed out or leaves abruptly, which could mean
increasing competition, poor performance, basically resulting in more CEOs being pressured out of their roles.
Both of these scenarios probably played out with chief executives who stepped down last year. But Andy Challenger at Challenger Gray & Christmas thinks one theme might run through a lot of them, the pandemic.
Companies were loath to let go of their leaders in the middle of a crisis.
Now he says they're not, because the economy is more stable and companies see an opportunity to make a change.
It is actually a positive sign of more certainty, more ability to make long-term major decisions at a company than we've seen over the past few years.
CEOs' job descriptions have changed post-pandemic too, says Aaron Terrazas, chief economist at Glassdoor.
CEOs, you know, 5-10 years ago used to be strategic top-down deciders, whereas now they have to be more listening consensus builders.
And they have to listen to a growing array of stakeholders, says Yojud Chang at the University of Virginia.
Not just shareholders, but employees, suppliers, community members, politicians.
And all of that pressure from all of those different directions adds up, Chang says. And it could mean that more frequent CEO turnover becomes the new normal. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.